Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. And if you're just beginning to stir and you live in the Northeast, it's chilly this morning. Where I live here in Kennebunk, Maine, it's 36 degrees, just a few degrees above the freeze line. But, hey, it's October. It's a time where we begin to appreciate a little bit of cold to put the garden to sleep slowly and prepare us for the seasonal changes. And the cold temperature is, at this rate, is good for the plant. Gradual cool down is what we should be looking for. It helps to put the perennials to sleep slowly. Your roses to sleep slowly. Plants like hydrangeas to bed slowly so that they can adapt to the temperature changes and they can have a better winter sleep. Gives you a chance to clean the garden, fertilize the lawn to get that ready for the winter also. So, you know, there are a lot of great positive things with the temperature changes. The furnace is coming on. That's not on the positive side, but there's still a lot to do. And if we can help you with your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. We're going to work together, and we are going to have a wonderful fall planting season. 800-259-9231. Now, this is the time of the year right now to start thinking about spring flowering bulbs. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths. These are all wonderful bulbs, all bulbs that come from all over the world. Originally, were all hybridized in Holland, are raised there, cultured, cleaned of any diseases, any viruses, cleaned to prevent insects, shipped to the United States. Well, we can plant them, and when we really are tired with winter, and we want to see spring come, these are the plants that come out of the ground first, wake us up, give us a little bit of encouragement, saying, look, spring is coming. The tulips are coming out of the ground. The daffodils are coming out of the ground. And it gets us motivated to get back on our knees, edging the beds, doing a little bit of weeding, cleaning, fertilizing, and waking up Mother Nature. So let's think about planting some bulbs. Now, planting bulbs is real easy because this is a very, very unique plant. It's a plant that when you look at it, it's filled with food. It's a little baby plant, complete with leaves, flowers, the roots, and surrounded by food. That bulb is all energy, and it needs every bit of that energy to make those roots grow, to produce foliage, produce flowers, and once that foliage begins to grow, it starts to replace the energy that is used to make the leaves, the flowers, and the roots. So when your plant is in full bloom, your bulb is actually half the size it was when you put it in the ground in October. It's half the size. As the sun hits the leaves, begins to wake up the foliage, changes the sun's energy into foliage, into energy, the bulb begins to regrow and store energy for the following year. So this is a pretty unique plant. It's complete. There's no other plant like this. I mean, you can't take a tree from Holland, send it to the United States, stick it in the ground, and expect it to grow. And for the most part, most of us, all we do is dig a hole, maybe put in a little bit of compost or manure, a little bit of bulb fertilizer, and drop it in the ground, add a little bit of water, and say, grow. How many things can you do that? Can you buy a geranium, condition the soil, put it in the ground, a little bit of water, and say, grow, without adding all kinds of time that you're putting into it, without adding additional fertilizer, additional water? No. This is a very easy to grow plant. And all you have to say to yourself is, I need to get them in the ground now. And the only thing that you have to remember is the point of the bulb always points up. Always. The depth of the bulb is 3 times the height of the bulb. So a crocus, for example, is 1 inch high. So you need to make it three times the height of the bulb. So you need to dig a hole 3 inches. 4 would be better, but 3 inches deep, so that you have 1 inch of hole for the bulb and 2 inches of soil above it. If you have a problem with rodents, go to 4 inches. A tulip, for example, is 2 inches high. So you need to cover it with twice as much soil as the bulb is tall. So you need to dig a hole 6 inches. A daffodil is 3 inches tall. So you need to have 6 inches of soil on top of it. So your hole needs to be 9, maybe even 10 inches. I always try and give the bulbs 1 extra inch. It makes a big difference, especially if you live in the northern part of New England, if you live in northern New York instead of southern New York, if you lived in South Dakota compared to North Dakota. Where your temperatures are colder, go 1 inch or so a little bit deeper, and you'll do a lot better. And get them in now. The ground is still warm. I know the air outside is cold this morning. My house, 36 degrees. So that's going to cool off the ground. So if you can get everything planted, give it a good month to get rooted, you're going to have a better looking bulb. And when you buy bulbs, especially tulips, buy the biggest bulb that you can find. Tulips, if you buy the bag bulbs, the inexpensive tulips, expect 2 years. If you buy the bigger bulbs that are so loose in the garden center, those bulbs will give you 3 to 5 years. So the larger the bulb, the longer they're going to bloom, and the bigger the flower, and possibly better color. Blooming longer in your garden. So start thinking about that. Now, if you like perennials, the perennial garden is coming to an end right now. We know there's still quite a few mums still in bloom. They're looking really, really good. But for most of us, mums are not perennials. They don't come back every year because we plant them real late in the year and we're looking for a miracle for that plant to come back. If you want a good perennial, and all the nurseries carry them, look for the Montauk Daisy. Now, this is a beautiful plant. Shiny, shiny foliage. Blooms during October and part of November with a big white daisy, yellow center. The daisy itself is going to be 3 inches in diameter, and frost, for the most part, will not bother the bloom of the Montauk Daisy. And what I like about it is, you plant it now, just like you do mum. It costs about the same as a mum, maybe a little bit more, but it's going to come back every year. In late November, when the flowers are done, you cut it back to about 12 inches and leave it alone for the rest of the winter. In April, you're going to cut it back to about 6. It's going to bush out like crazy. And then 4th of July weekend, cut it in half. It will have grown a good 18 inches. Cut it back to about 12 inches tall. It will double its width, double the flowers, and double the height without toppling.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's official. It's fall. When you walk out that door this morning, you're going to know that the fall season has arrived in the Northeast. Down south, it's still beautiful, still warm, but in New England, things are beginning to change. The fall foliage is beautiful, and this is the busiest weekend for leaf peeping of the entire year. So if you're in an area where you've got a lot of colorful trees, there's probably going to be a lot of traffic, and with the holiday tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of people around. So have some patience. It's a temporary situation. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You're having a rough week with your twins, aren't you?
Yeah, we have to lick our wounds and wait until next year, but that's all right. That's all right. I'm patient. I'm good with that.
Well, you and I are in the same boat. The season's over. We can sit back and relax.
Yep. Now all I got to do is root for the Rangers, the Rays. So
that's right. Who do we have up first, Don?
Up first, this is Karen from Massachusetts, who has a question about their lawn.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I'm making chili, having coffee, and talking to you. I'm multitasking.
That's wonderful.
My question, and you basically answered it while I was listening, but I wanted to know if it was too late in the season to cut the lawn down, and how far should I cut it, and is it okay to liquid lime it?
This is the best time to begin to prepare the lawn for the winter months, and I keep it short right now for a couple of reasons. I keep it short so that, because the grass is still going to grow. I mean, it's not over. We're still going to have some nice days of high 60s, mid 70s in the Northeast. So the growing season isn't by far over. I cut it short, number one, right now, because the leaves are beginning to come off the trees. And if your grass is short, and you get a lot of leaves that fall, and the wind blows, it blows the leaves all over the place. And keep it short, they may blow into your neighbor's yard, where they'll have to rake it, and you won't. I like to keep it short, secondly, especially going into the winter, because if you have a grass, let's say it's 3 inches tall, and the weather gets cold, we start to get a lot of rain. The rain pushes it and mats it down, and then the snow comes. You've got long grass laying on top of each other, and if we have a wet winter that fluctuates hot, cold, we get some snow, that's when you get fungus. So that you get snow mold and you get all kinds of dollar spots and things like that. If the grass is short going into the winter months, because the grass is short, it stays up. Just like little trees, less likely to lay on top of each other. The air can move on and around the grass plants, and you have a lot less problems. So I cut mine at about 2 inches before I put the lawnmower away. Right now, I'm mowing it about 2.5 inches. But before I put it away, because I know as soon as I put the lawnmower away, we're going to get some nice weather. It's going to grow a little bit more. So I cut it short. This week, I'm going to fertilize the grass. And places where there's moss, I'm going to put down the lime. Or the Jonathan Green products that will take care of the moss. But, see, if you put down regular limestone now, it's going to take 6 months for the microbes in the soil to chew at the rock and to break it down so that the ground can use it to change the acidity in the soil. So now is a wonderful time. It's still warm. The microbes are still active. And they're going to start to break down the rock, the limestone. And that will make the soil less acidic. So definitely get the liquid lime. Get the powdered lime. Get the MagiCal from Jonathan Green down. And that will help to neutralize the soil. And it will make the fertilizer that you're going to be putting down more effective. Now, in the fall, if you can use organics versus chemicals, when the ground gets cold and freezes, the organics freeze in position, a chemical will leach, and a lot of it won't be used. So try organics in the fall, and you'll see a big difference when the spring season arrives. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it, with open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations. Get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Patrick from Cape Cod. Has a question about a Rosa Sharon.
Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul, good morning. I have a question about my Rosa Sharon. I've been meaning to call, but now that it's getting winter time, I want to make sure I do what's necessary for next year. My Rosa Sharon's have plenty of buds on them, but I only get about a third of the buds actually flowering, and I didn't know what I could do to encourage the flowering.
Yep. That's something that I'm seeing is happening more and more. And what it is an insect that is getting into the actual flower bud and sucking on the energy on the flower petals before they have a chance to burst open and form. And it's called a mite, M-I-T-E. And if you were to go outside today when it brightens up a little bit, take a sheet of white paper and put it up against some of the buds that haven't opened and tap the branch and the bud, you're going to see little black dots fall from it. Or better still, pull one of the buds that has not opened off, pull it apart with your fingers, and bang it on the white paper on your countertop. And you'll see these little like specks, like you took a pencil and just tapped it on a paper, and you'll look at them and you'll see them move. So what you need to do for this year, for the most part, the season is done for the Rose of Sharon. So what you need to do next year, the buds will form. You'll start to see the buds open here and there. Then you need to use a systemic insecticide into the plant, like tree and shrub from Bayer. It's a systemic product that will go into the plant and will take care of the mite. Another product that I love is called oil, horticultural or all-season oil. And as soon as the leaves have formed and you notice that the buds are beginning to swell, spray the whole plant with the horticultural oil. And any of these mites that are on the plant will get hit with the oil. The oil is not a chemical. What it does is it coats the insect, plugging up all of their body pores, just like we have pores in our skin, and it suffocates them. And it's very, very effective. So you try something like that. And remember, Rose of Sharon is best pruned in the early spring. So if you want to see dramatic changes in your Rose of Sharon in April, before the leaves come out, because Rose of Sharon doesn't really leaf out until May, but in April, cut it back by maybe a foot or two, and that will stop the upward growth for the most part for that season, but it will stimulate all of the side buds. The side buds will help to increase the diameter, the width of the plants by making brand new branches, and that will double the amount of blooms that you normally get on that plant. But you need to use an oil spray that will take care of the mites. But grab a bud, break it off, pull it apart with your fingers on a piece of white paper, and you'll see a move. And if you have some all-season oil or horticultural oil in your tool shed, maybe a good idea to hit them now while they're still active, and maybe you'll kill some of them that are going to maybe lay eggs for next season. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call, Patrick. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Maria from Vassalboro, Maine, who has a question about Helleborus Lenten Rose.
Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Mr. Parent. First of all, I would like to thank you for cluing me into a rose mallow.
Yes.
I counted about 50 buds on it, and it was wonderful, so thank you for that.
That's a great plant.
I do have a question about a Helleborus. I've got it in a pot. So obviously it's going to freeze in the winter, so do I bring it into a garage, or what do I do with that?
Lenten Rose, or Helleborus, is a new plant that my wife and I discovered about 3 years ago, and we fell in love with it. And I purchased three different colors at three different nurseries in Maine, planted them underneath some high-limbed white pines on my property. So we created a shade garden, and I put them in 2 years ago to see if they were going to be hardy enough for where we live here in Kennebunk. They survived the winter, and in April, we were in for a treat. Clusters of the most beautiful flowers you've ever seen. And they lasted until June. The foliage of the plant is pretty much evergreen. I noticed it before the snow fell was still good. And in March, the foliage was still there. New shoots came out of the center of the foliage. I cut off the dead leaves. And the clump in 1 year doubled in size. So if your plant is in a small pot, let's say like a quart container 5-inch, 6-inch pot. You could leave it in your garage for the winter on the floor where it's going to stay cold because it has to have a normal winter. If you bring it in the house, it's going to be 70 degrees and it will not have a chance to adapt to the changes. And then next spring, plant it directly in a shaded type garden and they do wonderful. The ones that I planted, bought, were in a 4-inch pot. The plant spread maybe 6 inches. And by the end of the first year, when the new growth came out, it was over a foot in diameter. It grew maybe 12 to 15 inches tall with two spikes of 5 flowers per spike, and they were beautiful. And if you're going to be planting them in a garden, just a regular garden, put a couple inches of pine bark mulch on top of it. Mine are underneath pine trees, and I have a good inch of nice, soft, and fluffy pine needles that naturally fell from the tree, and they've done wonderful. But they should be somewhat protected. So if you can't put them under trees, put them up against the house, up against a fence, a tool shed, or someplace like that, and that helps to give them a little bit of protection from the wind during the winter because it is somewhat evergreen. And if it's in full sun with a lot of wind and we don't have any snow cover, then you're going to lose the moisture in the foliage and the plants won't look as good. But they are wonderful. The Helleborus, the first perennial to bloom in our gardens. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Don, who's up next?
Actually, Paul, phone lines are open, so feel free to call in anybody, and we'll be happy to take your call. So.
Okay, that's 800-259-9231. Now, fall is a time for planting. A lot of the nurseries are having sales right now, 30, 40, 50%. And what I want you to do is to take advantage of these sales. But don't just go in there and buy a plant because it's on sale. I want you to look that plant over. The first thing, look at the top of the plant, the canopy, the foliage. Make sure that everything is green and it's healthy. If it's a plant that loses its foliage during this time of the year, bend those branches to make sure that they're pliable. Take your fingernail from your thumb, scratch through the bark to make sure that it's green underneath the bark. If you scratch it and it's brown, you bend it and it snaps, that's not a good thing. Leave it there. So make sure it's flexible. Make sure there's green underneath the bark. Look at the root ball. If it's in a plastic pot, great. If it's wrapped in burlap, squeeze the root ball with your hand to make sure that it's still firm, it's still intact. If the root ball is covered with burlap, the burlap is all rotted, you pick it up, it's all floppy and feels soft and mushy, leave it there. So you want a good conditioned root ball, a nice healthy top, plant it, you'll save a ton of money. There's still plenty of heat in the ground, and that plant will produce a root system. You'll be in great shape. Now, if you're planting a tree that is over 6 foot tall, you have to say to yourself, if it's windy, the top of that tree is going to move with the wind. And for every action above the ground, there will be a reaction below the ground. So any tree over 6 foot, buy a staking kit. A staking kit will cost you $5, $6, $7. You anchor that tree to the ground. That way when the wind blows, the top, for the most part, stays in place. There's no movement, and that way the little tiny roots that the root ball is going to develop between now and when the ground freezes have a chance to get established, and when spring arrives, you're way, way ahead of the game, and you saved 30, 40, or 50% of the cost of that plant. And next spring, you'll have that much less work to do. Springtime's busy. You've got the lawn that's got to be brought to life, the perennials, the annuals, the vegetable garden, containers, window boxes. I mean, you're going absolutely crazy. So if you can eliminate some of the jobs and do them in the fall, like one of the things that I do in my perennial beds, and this is the week, they're going to get cleaned. I'm cutting the bulk of my perennials down to about 2 to 3 inches, putting it all into my compost tumbler. And when spring arrives, all that dead foliage will all be ready, almost, for the garden to condition the soil. But you clean the bed. Now, when you clean your vegetable garden, your annuals, your perennial beds, here's a big tip for you. Never, ever, ever, if you have crabgrass that's all in bloom and full of seeds mixed in with your perennials, do not put the crabgrass in your compost pile, because it won't get hot enough to kill the seed, and when you spread the compost, you'll spread the crabgrass. Crabgrass to the dump.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products that teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. If you get a chance, I want you to check out a new website. It's a product that I saw at the trade shows in the last month or so. And the website is LeafMate, LeafMate.com. Those of you that rake up your leaves this month and you put them in those tall 30-gallon paper bags, you know, I don't know who designed them, but they're tall and narrow. And to try and fill those is a real terror. Well, this LeafMate is a canvas holder. And you put the paper bag over it. It has a funnel on the top. And that way you can stuff twice the amount of leaves. You can put in sticks and branches. And it won't puncture the side of the paper bag. So check out the website so that you can see what it looks like and how it works. And some of the garden centers may have them. Again, it's brand new. If they don't have it, look at the website. There's a little video that shows you about it, and you can order it right online. But it's leafmate.com. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is George from Cape Cod, who has a question about asters.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
And how you doing, okay?
Good. And yourself, George?
I'm doing good. Hey, listen, good. Paul, I've had a wonderful year with asters. And I know you told me that we should trim them down and also, you know, for the winter. So I would just like to know when I should do this. Do I leave the green foliage stay there until we get a good frost, or when should we do this?
Okay. Now, these are your fall-blooming asters,
that's
right?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Are there still some color on your plant?
Well, some of them are believe it or not, are rebudding again. I just can't believe it. There's a whole new set coming, so
great.
It's kind of unusual.
The best thing to do, George, is if they're still in bud, leave them alone, enjoy the flowers, and especially on Cape Cod, it's not impossible for you to have flowers until November on your fall blooming asters. Now, what you can do, any of the blossoms that have turned brown and are done blooming, you can clip those with some hand pruners, but they're full of seeds. And if you put them in the palm of your hand, rub them together to really crush them up, and sprinkle that pulp that's going to be left from the crushing of the flowers, you could take that and broadcast that on a place where maybe you don't mow very often, on the side of the road where it's kind of rough and wild, and containing in those faded flowers are seeds. And you'll have a whole bunch of new plants that will come up next year. As far as pruning, because your fall aster is a later blooming one, when you've had a frost, when the leaves begin to turn yellow or brown, that's when I would prune it. But if there's still blooms, if there's still flower buds coming, enjoy it, because when the season is over, it's over for a long time. So enjoy the flowers. I still have some tall growing sedum, for example, that still look nice. And those I'm going to leave alone. I have some black-eyed Susans that still have a few flowers. There's a few cone flowers. So anything that's got color, I'm leaving. Unless it's just one flower here and one flower there, then I'll cut that, bring those stems into the house, put them in a vase of water, and I'll enjoy them inside the house. But for the most part, your perennials that are done blooming, there's no more flowers, they're starting to look tired, take those almost right down to the ground, but your fall blooming aster, your sedum, your Montauk daisies, we still have a few days to enjoy them. And being that you're in an area where your winter is further off in the distance, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. Because when the colds come and the weather changes on beautiful Cape Cod, it gets cold. And there's not much in bloom. So enjoy the color while you can, George, and you have a great weekend.